Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Bishop David Ricken. During the month of August, we hear Jesus preaching about the bread of life at all of our weekend liturgies. At the high point of his message, Jesus says to the crowds, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." This scripture passage from the Gospel of John is a magnificent invitation for each of us to live forever. God has not abandoned his children. Quite the opposite. God has given us what we need to live here in this world and to live forever. As Catholics, we share this good news in many ways, whether through a kind gesture to someone in need, a word of hope to someone in pain, or a gentle sharing of our faith with friends. Let us not forget that the source and summit of everything we do is the Eucharist, which was entrusted to the apostles and remains with us today. I am pleased to introduce to you two men who have been called to the priestly vocation. They have promised to give their whole lives in order to share the bread of life with all those who seek Jesus Christ in the world today. On June 2, 2012, Ryan Krieger and William Van Dienhoven were ordained priests for the Diocese of Green Bay, and it is now my pleasure to introduce to you Father Ryan Krieger and Father William Van Dienhoven.
Hello, I'm Father Ryan. I think the best part of being a priest is simply being a priest, having that knowledge of that deep and intimate relationship with our Lord. And then that is lived out first and foremost through the sacraments, through the celebration of the Mass, that you're standing there at the altar and you are saying with the Lord, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood given for you." So the best part of being a priest is simply being a priest.
Hello, my name is Father William. I think the one sentence that came back to my mind after the ordination mass was, "Wow, now I'm a priest." The best part of being a priest is to be present to people, and I think in a way to be able to bring people together daily through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is, you know, Christ among us through his body, blood, soul, and divinity. What a blessing that is. What an opportunity to encounter the intimate side of Christ and the love of Christ through the Mass. Thank you for all your prayers and financial support of the Seminarian Collection. May God bless you abundantly.
I'm so grateful for their dedication to the Church and their love of the Eucharist. Friends, the Holy Spirit is moving within the hearts of many of our young people. We have more than 25 men who are currently studying for the priesthood. This culture of vocations is made possible through your prayers, your words of support to our youth, and your gifts to the Seminarian Collection. The rising number of seminarians and the increasing costs of formation are good challenges to have. Each year it costs more than $35,000 for 1 year of seminary. This year, the direct support of our seminarians will cost more than $700,000. These men are our hope for the future, and we need to help them today. Please consider a generous gift to the Seminarian Collection. Your gift of $25, $50, $100, $500, or even more will help with tuition, room and board, insurance, and other expenses for them. This mission really is all about the Eucharist. Thank you once again for all of your prayers, your financial support for our seminarians, and may God bless you, your family, our church, and lead more men and women to priestly and religious vocations.